This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butwoods. There is an anthrax vaccine, and the armed services have been using it to protect U.S. troops. In 1998, the Defense Department made anthrax inoculation mandatory for all branches. That set off a controversy. Some military personnel have refused the vaccine, fearing that it's unsafe. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
In May of 1999, Michael Metzig was a lance corporal in the Marine Corps. He was stationed at 29 Palms in California. He and the rest of his battalion were told they were going to begin the six-month anthrax vaccine program. But Metzig became worried after hearing how some people got sick after getting the shots.
I had concerns about it, reading the internet sites that had questions on it, and I'd start asking questions about it. I didn't like the fact that my questions weren't getting answered, and pretty much pushing me to go ahead and take the shot. You're a Marine. Don't ask questions. You just do what you're told.
Metzig, who now lives just south of San Diego, didn't do what he was told. He refused the shots and was court-martialed for disobeying an order. He served 30 days in the brig and received a bad conduct discharge. Metzig is one of 102 military personnel court-martialed for not taking the shots. His attorney, Mark Zaid, is still fighting the military's anthrax vaccine program. He says the vaccine is an investigational drug that lacks FDA approval, and he's concerned it gives the military a false sense of security.
If you inoculate the population, or say the military to start, with the anthrax vaccine and you promote that, there are any number of about 50 different biological and chemical weapons that these terrorist states and terrorist organizations may possess.
Zaid filed a federal lawsuit to block further vaccinations. That lawsuit and another one pending in military court could be decided within months. But the recent anthrax deaths of civilians have changed the tenor of the debate. Once again, inoculating troops has become a top priority for the Pentagon. In recent weeks, Marines based at Camp Pendleton have been asking for the anthrax vaccination. At a Defense Department website, a computer-modulated voice makes the military position on the vaccine clear.
The threat is real. The disease is lethal. We have a good vaccine.
Just how much risk there is from the vaccine is unclear. Since 1998, the military has only inoculated 520,000 personnel of the more than 2.4 million people in the service. But officials curbed the program in the wake of quality control problems at the manufacturing site and complaints about side effects. Now, only high-risk personnel going overseas, like special operations forces, get the vaccine. Professor Martin Hugh Jones studies anthrax at Louisiana State University. He defends the vaccine, but says there's always some risk.
This is one of the safest vaccines going. It's not the greatest in the world, but, you know, for what it is, it does a perfectly good job. It's very safe, and I've been vaccinated.
The only company that makes anthrax vaccine, Bioport, has repeatedly tried and failed to get its new production facilities certified by the Food and Drug Administration. Lawrence Halloran is the staff director of the U.S. House National Security Subcommittee. He's critical of the Defense Department's handling of the issue.
It is a series of unfortunate decisions that they put all their eggs in the basket of this one old vaccine technology that has proven capable of meeting their needs, and now is not available to anybody.
And there are many who would like it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is drawing up contingency plans for possibly vaccinating postal workers. But congressional analysts say the Pentagon is running out of the anthrax vaccine, with less than 20,000 doses remaining. Bioport has stockpiled 5 million doses of the vaccine that could be used if its facilities get certified by the FDA. Once that happens, they may begin releasing new anthrax vaccine within weeks. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.